Good evening. Good to be back after a month to continue our series about the Psalms, Tehillim. If I remember, last time we got caught in the middle of the longest chapter in Tehillim, 119. I did everything I can to finish it, but it was going on and on and on, and we didn't finish it. So today, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue from where we left. I will repeat quickly the beginning of this mizmor, and then we'll finish it today. We all together, we have 150 chapters. We are very close to the end of this series. Maybe another month and a half, 2 months, it should be over. And then maybe Bezrat Hashem will do a little party. And we finish the Sidra Tehillim. This, every one of the lectures we do here has minimum more than 20,000 views. That's in a bad case. And if we get lucky, it goes up to 80,000 views. So you have big schut. You come to the lecture, thanks to this, it goes to so many countries and so many people listen to it. Even Goyim listens to it. The non-Jews, they also read Psalms. So when they go on Google, they will look for commentaries about Psalms. The way it's rated is depend how popular is the post or the website. And since my website, Baruch Hashem, is one of the most popular websites in the world, it has a very, very high rating. It's always in the top million website from over a billion, in the top million always. So right away it comes in the first page. So therefore, a lot of people that goes in, accidentally, a month later, they send me an email if I can help them to convert. Believe it or not, some of them then come to the lecture. Yesterday, I had a guy, he came from Rhode Island. He drove to Brooklyn 5-6 hours just to speak with me after the lecture, 4 minutes. 4 minutes to beg to help him to convert. Just from the lectures online. Very impressive guy, you know. Looks very intelligent also. You have no idea to what kind of people he gets. And after you warn them and you tell them, listen, it's not for you. Why do you need the headache? You can stay a righteous Gentile. You only have 7 laws to keep. They say, no, I've been listening for a few months. I already now know the whole picture. I listened to hundreds of hours. I came back to life. I looked here, I looked there, I went to the church, I went here. Once you get the real thing, that's it.
Does it keep the Sabbath?
After they begin to listen to the lectures, I have one lecture for the Gentiles, righteous Gentiles it's called. So after they watch it, they know what to do. Sometimes when they send me an email, not sometimes, all the time, I say to them, you don't need to convert. All you have to do is to keep the 7 law and you'll be a righteous Gentile. For many of them, it's enough. Oh, great, I go to heaven, fine, very good. Sometimes the Gentiles, they're from different parts of the world, they cannot afford to convert. They don't have the money for the bed din. They don't have money for the flight. They don't have money to move to a Jewish area. First condition is to move to a Jewish area and to get into a synagogue. That you have a community. Without it, no one will convert you. Sometimes it's right there, many thousands of dollars, which some of them don't make in a year. I'm telling you, Goyim, that make maybe $1,000 a year in different countries, India, countries you never heard their names, in Africa, all kinds of Goyim, they cannot even afford to convert. You have to see how their heart is broken when they realize that conversion would cost them a few $1,000s and they cannot afford it, even if they work 30 years, they cannot save it. What people burns here in New York for lunch, these people don't make in 6 months of slavery jobs. Someone like me, every minute of my life, I go to a different planet. I'm in Costa Rica, I'm in Japan, I'm in China, I'm in Tehran, I'm in Israel, New York, Oklahoma, every minute in a different place. And you have to see different cultures. For instance, someone sent yesterday from Hawaii. A whole different world, Hawaii. It's It's considered United States. It's nothing to do with United States. From the questions and answer, you see how they live over there. Then people from different places. People from France. You know, a doctor from France. He accidentally saw Torah and science in French. We made it in French for the Jews. A doctor, a goy from Paris, he listened to that. He started to listen to all Jew lectures. He sell all his buildings in Paris and moved to Israel now. He doesn't care, doctor, not doctor. He sell all his real estate, moved to Israel. He asked me where to buy, which religious neighborhood to buy. He goes to convert and to become a bachur yeshiva, to sit in yeshiva and to learn. Doesn't care money, doctor, nothing. Goy, doctor from Paris. All kinds of things like this. One day we'll write a book. I have already material for 10 books. We'll write a book. It will be very big Kiddush Hashem. So let's start. Let's get back to the Tehillim. Chapter 119. Ashrei temim edarech ha'olchim betorat Hashem. How lucky are the people that innocently, they don't act like wise guys. Enough with this nonsense. That's the right way? No problem. They go, tmimim. Tamim tiyayim Hashem ilokecha. Not for business, not for money, not what's in it for me, not all the calculation that you may have, put it in the garbage. This is the word of God? Yes. This is what God wants me to do? Yes. Absolutely, no problem. But it's difficult sometimes. So, to go to work every day, it's not difficult. To raise children is not difficult. To find a shidduch, it's not difficult. To get married, it's not difficult. To be the psychologist of your wife or of the husband, it's not difficult. To be healthy, it's not difficult. You know how many sicknesses and problems are out there? There's a lot of difficulties in life. Only when it comes to religion, the difficulty becomes a very heavy masa. Why? Because there's evil inclination, Yetzer Hara. Without Yetzer Hara, it's nothing. The Gemara says when the future to come, when Mashiach would come, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shochet the Satan, slaughter the Satan, Hashem will show the Yetzer Hara, which is the Satan, to the tzaddikim, to the righteous Jews. It would look like a huge mountain. And the righteous people would look at that and say, wow, how did we cross such a mountain? How did we do such thing? Wow, it's impressive. And for the wicked people, it would look thin like hair. You know how hair, you cannot even see it if it's on the ground? It would look like nothing. And the wicked people would pull their hair off and say, what? It was so easy and we messed up. Why does Hashem does it? It's not fair. It should show everyone exactly what it was. If it was here, it's here for everybody. If it's here, it's here for everyone. Why for one guy it would look all the way in a very high and to the other one looks very low? The answer, everyone get what they deserve. Everyone get in life what they deserve. You may not see it now. It may take many, many years to see it. You may only see it in the next world. But for sure, everyone gets what they deserve. This is the motto that should guide every person that listens right now. You should understand, whatever you cook, you will be forced to eat. Make sure you cook well. Otherwise, you're going to have to suffer for what you cook for yourself. And right here it begins, Ashrei temim edarech ha'olchim betorat Hashem. Those who go every day to learn in yeshiva. Even if he works, it's not a crime to work. You go to work, you go to the office, you're a driver, you whatever, you're a doctor. But the Torah comes before everything. You get up in the morning early. That's a segula to have a successful life. To wake up early. It's very important. Even for secular people. Even nothing to do with religion. Even in Zimbabwe. Doesn't matter where you are. You wake up early, your life is blessed. You sleep late, you snore until late. Doesn't matter how many millions you have. You won't see blessing in your life. It's a rule. Hashem doesn't like lazy people. It's a sin to be a lazy person. If you lay all day and do nothing, Yoshev batel kemet dami. Someone who lay down and do nothing with his life. Not a criminal. Not a murderer. He's not a thief. He's not raping anyone. Just lay in bed and his belly grow by the minute. He's a criminal. How can it be criminal? What did I do? I did nothing to anyone. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not stealing. I have legit business. Why am I a criminal? Because I gave you life to do something with that. And what do? Put it in the garbage, wasting it? You're a criminal. Of course you're a criminal. If your father bought you a car, he gave you such a nice safety car, nice luxury, I don't know, convenient, and you don't even touch it, you put it in the garbage, you're a criminal. Of course you're a criminal. Not only a criminal, ungrateful criminal. Yoshev batel kemet dami. Meaning Yoshev, you sit and do nothing, meaning watching all day sport, watching movies, watching nonsense, sleeping, snoring, smoking drugs. What is this? Kemet dami. The hour that he was sitting in front of the stupid television and burns his life, that hour in his file, it's count like he was dead. It doesn't count like life. In America, the average teenagers, I heard they sit on a computer or on the television 6-7 hours a day. What? How do they have time to do anything else? I don't understand. Take off sleeping, take off eating, take off bathroom, take traffic, take the 6-7 hours they burn on a screen. What kind of life they have? How can you be a husband or wife or student or anything else when this is your life? It's an epidemic. So those who follow the Torah of Hashem every day, they run to learn. The learning comes before everything. They shut their cell phone when they learn. The world doesn't exist. They don't want to be disturbed. They see, they learn. They purify their soul. Ashrei, meusharim, they will be happy forever. Ashrei notzrei edotav bechol lev idreshu. There's another ashrei. Who else is lucky? Who else is lucky? Those who follow the ways of Hashem, chukotav, bechol livav et Hashem, bechol libam et Hashem idroshu. With all their heart, they search and request for Hashem. Not only that they learn Torah, not only they follow the ways of Hashem, they're not deceiving anyone. They don't lie, they don't cheat, they don't take advantage on anyone. Today someone sent me a 5-minute clip of a Muslim speaker. You never saw in your life such thing. He speaks about Judaism, about the Jews. I have no idea where he got all the lies that he was saying. Nothing to do with Judaism. The Jews, number 11 is holy for them. It symbolizes the Satan. They take blood of children and they make their bread with this. Oh, I had to see what... My ears were hurting. After a minute and a half, I just couldn't hear this lousy monster liar. A culture of 1.5 billion people that it's all based on lies, whether it's connects to Jews, whether it's between themselves, all based on lies. No emet over there in their life. 1.5 billion people, you put them all in front of you, if you find a minute of truth, it will be a miracle. One lie connects to another. Culture of liars, everything is fake. We don't want to be like this. If we will be like that, what's the whole point? We are the children of Hashem. Few of us. How many Jews you have in the world? 13 million Jews. We also will be like them. What are we going to be? So, not deceiving anyone. Bidrachav alachu, ata tzivita pikudecha lishmor meod. You order us, Hashem, to keep your mitzvot very carefully, very much. I'm expecting that I will have success reserving and watching your laws. Ach lo evosh, should never be ashamed or fail. Be'abiti el kol mitzvotecha. When I see all the list of your requirements, your mitzvot, I'll never be embarrassed ever while trying to do something. I will never fail. Odecha beyosher levav belomdim mishpatei tzidkecha. I will actually thank you with straight heart when I learn the righteous laws of your Torah. Et chukecha eshmor al ta'azveni ad meod. I'm going to reserve your laws as you told me to. Please don't leave me ad meod, meaning even for 1 second. Sometimes Hashem can leave a person an hour, 2 hours, a day, a week, a month, or sometimes forever, God forbid. Depends who the person is. There is a pasuk about it. Im ta'azveni yom, yomayim ezveka. Hashem already warned us. If you're going to leave me one day, you will feel my absence in your life for 2 days. From here, what do we learn? That it's double. You steal from me 100, I take from you 200. You take from me 200, I'll take from you 400. Double, just like the thief. Thief steals 1,000, has to return 2,000. Penalty. So we see that Hashem already told us, but in Parashat Bechukotai, it's different. What does it say over there? Im tilchu imi bekeri, if you're going to go with me and say that it's all coincidence, meaning you don't have emunah, that I do everything, you don't give the credit to the right boss, you say it's because of the weather, it's because of the Arabs, it's because of the government, it's because of this. If this is the way you're going to interact with me, Afaniyeh says ot lachem, I'm going to do the same thing to you. Ve'keti etchem sheva al chatotechem. I'm going to strike on you what sheva, meaning 7 times worse than what you're doing to me. 7 times worse. So how does Hashem judge when it's double, when it's 7 times worse? I don't know. Nobody knows. Depend who you are, depend where you were born, depend what your talent is, what kind of brain Hashem gave you, how much money you have, you're married, you're single, you're healthy, you're sick, you're mentally stable, you're not stable, there's so many factors. Hashem knows how to judge. Our job is not to calculate and criticize or make comments about the way God is ruling and judging the world. That's not our job. A person that comes to court and is being judged, he doesn't have the privilege now to write comments how great the court system is performing. He has to fight for his life right now. He has time to criticize and to give compliments. Of course not. So David HaMelech said to Hashem, Al ta'azveni ad meod. There are things that a person does, right away Hashem leaves him. For instance, it says, V'haya machanecha kadosh. The place where you are has to be always holy. When Hashem see naked women, naked doesn't mean literally naked. Naked means short sleeves, short pants, mini skirts, open, clear, attached. Hair is open. That calls naked, erva. Erva means a place that's supposed to be covered and was revealed against the laws of God. Unfortunately, it's almost everywhere. V'ra b'cha ervat davar v'shav me'acharecha. Hashem runs away from you. Well, yeah, Hashem, why you don't listen to me? I'm begging for you every day. I'm praying with the Tehillim. Why Hashem doesn't hear me? Why? Of course, why? Because you're half naked. He cannot come near you. It's a rule. Rule is a rule, ma. Imagine you come, you say, listen, you come to the police precinct, you walk in, smoking drugs, and you say, I came to volunteer to help the police, the finest of New York. So the policeman say, I have to arrest you. I come to help and you arrest me? I did a good deed. That's the law, my friend. I must arrest you. Don't arrest you, I get fired. So when a woman is half naked and she reads Tehillim with tears, of course it's a positive thing to read Tehillim with tears. You have anything better than that for a woman to do? But if she's half naked, Hashem already said, I cannot come near you, I'm sorry. If you get married in a mixed wedding and you're half naked and your dress is all open, and your mother is half naked next to you, and your in-law and everyone else, do you expect me to come to your wedding and bless you? You're dreaming. That's called a situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves a person. He leaves him. Can you survive 1 hour without Hashem in your life? It's a miracle you're alive, Bechlal. 1 second. People ask, where was Hashem in the Holocaust? Hashem wasn't there. What do you mean? Hashem is everywhere. Of course he's everywhere. But Hashem made a rule that when he's upset from us, he's going away. It's written in Parashat Vayelech. It says over there, Bayom ahu aster astir panai mehem. God won't be there. It says clearly. When Hashem is not there, Adolf and Hans and Muhammad and all the rest all of a sudden become heroes. But when Hashem is there, they become a cockroach. You know, a cockroach, you walk on the street and you step on his head. When Hashem wants, then nothing. When Hashem is upset with us, every Muhammad becomes Hercules. Soldiers, guns, surrounded with guns, pull his knife, stab somebody, and he knows he's going to get shot in his head in a minute. Became a hero. You understand? When I was a kid, I remember when I was a kid, I went to Afula. I have family in Afula. 40 years ago, in Afula, you had many Arabs walk with kafia. You know what kafia means? They had a certain, like a cover the hair, like a piece of material, with a black thing around. All of them had mustache and a necklace like this. And they used to walk with like a dress. They used to walk in the street. Today the Arabs don't dress like this in Israel. But back then, that's the way it was. And I was as a kid, I wanted to walk from my cousin's restaurant, from my uncle's restaurant to the house, which is 10 minutes walk. And I've did it with my family many times. We went back and forth. But this time I was on my own as a kid, maybe 6, 7 years old. When I saw that Arab, I got so scared. So I started to cry, and some people on the street asked me, what happened? Lucky me, my family is a famous family in the city. It was a small city, small town. So someone brought me over there. They saw me all crying. What happened? I said, I saw an Arab. So everyone was rolling on the floor laughing. So what if you saw an Arab? I said, well, I got scared. He said, well, the Arabs here cannot move their finger. When they walk in the street, they look around, they're embarrassed. They were all the way down under the ground. They didn't have any security like this to come and do whatever they want in your face and to curse you and to stand inside the Knesset and curse the Jews and take the picture of Rabbi Meir Kahana and rip it to pieces and say inside the Knesset, Imach Shimo, Imach Shimam Vezichram. And all the Jews, the liberal Jews sitting over there, he say, it's democracy, freedom of speech. You understand? 40 years ago, it wasn't like that. They couldn't move. What you heard, he comes with a knife and stab you? Now, your own worker, you stand next to him every second. You have to think, when is he going to get the knife and stick it to me? This is the new reality now. Why does it happen? Nothing to do with them. It's 100% Hashem. And why Hashem does it to us? You don't want me in your life. Let's see how you manage without me. Don't get me wrong here. When you take a human being and you put him in a cage with 10 lions and bears, what are the odds that he will survive more than an hour? Almost zero, right? If he's there for 10 years and the Arabs and the lions and the lions and the bears didn't touch him, every fool in the world will understand there's some kind of unexplainable miracle is happening in front of our eyes. This guy's 10 years in a cage with bears and lions and they didn't touch him? How can it be such thing? This is exactly what we had. We live with these lions, with these murderers, that they cannot live a minute without killing someone in the world. And they couldn't touch us. Why? Because Hashem was relatively happy from us, overall. More people were in religion, tradition, slichot, modesty. Everyone was eating kosher almost. Once we decided to be goyim, Hashem said, oh yeah, you want to be like them? Okay, become the friend. Let's see what would happen to you. And that's what happened. So this is what he say, Al tazveni, please don't leave me even for 1 second. Not for a day, then you come back. 1 second. Bame yezakenar et orcho. How a human being can purify his way. Orcho comes from the word orach. Orach haim, way of life. Lishmor kidvarecha. How to keep everything you say? Bechol libi drashticha al tashgeni mitzvotecha. In all my heart, I am searching for you. Please don't make me go in the wrong path. Even when you finally decide to be an Orthodox religious Jew, don't take it for granted. There are many Orthodox Jews who follow a wrong path. Either they enter a cult, or they go to something that it's not suitable for them. All of a sudden, he decided to be a Kabbalist when he doesn't know Aleph Bet. What do you have to do with Kabbalah? Sit and learn 20, 30 years. Then we'll think if you can go and learn Kabbalah. If you don't have instructions, you don't have a clever rabbi behind you that can detect who you are and to give you the right advice, you can put all your energy on a false place. Even if you're in the right place, sometimes you invest your energy on the wrong things. There's many examples like this. So it says like this, please, al tashgeni mi mitzvotecha, please don't make me make mistakes. If I'm already here, the 20, 30 years that I'm alive here, at least let me put my energy in the right place. Belibi tzafanti imratecha, inside my heart deeply, I all your commands is engraved. They cannot move it from my heart. Leman lo echeta lach, that I should never commit a sin. Echta, chet comes from the word chatati, aviti, pashati. Chet means not intentional sin, bli chavana. When a person does chet, means he never had an in mind, chas v'shalom, to do a chet. Accidentally. I forgot Shabbat. Shabbat, I was sleeping. The alarm all of a sudden went on, 2 o'clock in the middle of the night. He forgot it's Shabbat, he's in the middle of sleep. He put the alarm off. That's chet. Not intentional, he didn't plan to be mechalel Shabbat, he's a religious guy. He's not talking about intentional sins. He said, by mistake, your laws are engraved in my heart so deep that I should not even, by mistake, I should not make a sin. Baruch ata Hashem lamdeni chukecha. Bless you Hashem, teach me your laws. Baruch ata Hashem lamdeni chukecha, you have to understand what it is. So when a person make a bracha and he made a mistake, let's say a person took food, he thought it's mezonot, but it's really she'akol in the end. So he's starting, Baruch ata Hashem, he's about to say merumi nezonot, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, bore minem mezonot, someone say, no, it's she'akol. So he fixed right away, she'akol niya bidvaro. Okay, he doesn't have to repeat again. But if 3 seconds went by, he said, bore minem mezonot, and then someone told him 2 or 3 seconds later, and until he realized it was already 4 or 5 seconds, he has to start another bracha, he cannot rely on what he said before. So that means the first bracha he made, it's in vain. He said the name of Hashem Levatala. What happened when a person made, he has a cup of tea, and he said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiya Bidvaro, he drinks a little bit, he puts it on the side, he's reading something, then after 10 minutes, he doesn't remember if he made the bracha or not. Did I say bracha? Yes, no, yes. So what's the rule? You don't have to say. Why? Because safek brachot la'akel. If you have a doubt, you don't take the risk of saying the name of Hashem in case you already say the bracha. The second time will be a sin. What happened if instantly, without thinking, you started to say again, Baruch Ata Hashem, and you remember you already say the bracha. But you already say the name of Hashem. You finish, Lamdeni chukecha. Why? From here. Why? It's a pasuk from Tehilim. You don't say the name of Hashem for nothing. Baruch ata Hashem, you're about to say, Elokeinu melech haolam. But then you remember that you don't need to say bracha because you already said. Always finish, lamdeni chukecha. This is the pasuk from chapter 119 in Tehilim, pasuk yud bet. Besfatai siparti kol mishpate picha. Not only I learn all the time your Torah and make sure not to make sins, with my lips, all the time I speak Torah, 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 Torah. I come to visit friends, Torah. I walk in the street with friends, Torah. I meet the presidents of the world, the kings, Torah. I come to the United Nations to give a political speech. Half of the speech is Torah, if he's smart. If he knows how to talk Torah, it will influence the world much more than the nonsense that they talk. Once it will happen, you will see the difference. If I was the Prime Minister of Israel and I will go to the United Nations to speak, you will see what impact it will make on the world. Not because it's me. I would actually show them from their own books, which they believe in our Torah and the prophets, and even from the Quran of the Muslims, that Israel belongs to us, and the Jews are the chosen people, and they have to respect us, and they have to help us. From their own books. The books that they learn in their churches and their mosques. But when the Prime Minister of Israel barely knows how to read Hebrew, what do you expect? Even though he's very intelligent, he has a lot of masters and degrees from American universities. Give him a page in a Rambam, see he doesn't know how to read. I know it sounds strange, go and check. They don't know how to read. Professor, judges, to read without nekudot, they don't know. They don't know mil'el, mil'ra, they don't know dikduk, they don't know how to pronounce the psukim nachon, the letters, the accent, nothing. I've seen it all the time. I have intelligent people come to me from time to time. I say, read over here. I see how they read. I don't know if to laugh or to cry. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy will be in 5 years a judge in a court. And he hardly knows how to read. What little kids in yeshiva already read fluent, they hardly know how to read. Why? This is the level of the secular education. What do you expect? So this is what's going on here. He says like this, Bisfatai siparti kol mishpate picha. All the time I speak Torah. I'm not wasting time on sport and movies and shtuyot and cooking and recipes. None of this nonsense. Bederech etvotecha sasti. In the ways of your chukim, of your laws, not only I follow it, I'm so happy to do it. There's a big difference between keeping mitzvot, because you have to. Your face is Tisha B'Av, 9 day of Av. You know how the face of the Jews are? Sour and sad. There are religious people, they're also like this. What happened, Moshe? No, everything is okay. Why is it like this? Oof, again to pray. Oof, again tefillin now. Oof, again now to learn. Oof, everything, oof. Hashem said in the Torah, Tachat asher lo avadta et Hashem elokecha besimcha uvetuv levav. Do you know why I'm upset at you? Not because you didn't keep the mitzvot. You kept it, but with a sour face, with a sad face, without, instead of joy and happiness, like this, depression. Religious people depressed? Who heard such a thing? Persons religious can be depressed. Person that his mind is in the Torah can be depressed. Unheard of. Only in this generation. Rabbi is a Bachor Yeshiva, but he's suffering from depression. Of course he suffers from depression. 10 minutes he learned Torah, 20 minutes he watched things on YouTube. He calls himself Bachor Yeshiva. What is it? Is Bachor Yeshiva? I tell you what's in the yeshiva. His jacket is hanging in the yeshiva, but his mind is on King's Highway. In a sushi store, when Christine comes to buy sushi there. When will I be there already? That's what he thinks. And then they ask him, why is the press? So David writes, Bederech et votecha sasti, like he say in another place, Sasa nochi al imratecha kemotze shalal rav. I'm so happy from what came out of your mouth in Har Sinai, the Torah, Hashem. It's like I feel like I just found a treasure. Think, let's be honest for a minute. David stands in front of Hashem. He knows he cannot fool Hashem, right? What we know, he also knew. Right? David HaMelech, he knew what we know. So if we stand now praying Shmona Esrei, Hashem is so great. You know I'm the greatest guy in history, right? You know I never stole. You know I never said Lashon Hara. You know I'm such a generous guy. You know I'm so honest. You know I love you so much. You know you're not going to say it to Hashem because it's all lies. You can lie to the society, pretend that you're somebody important. But you stand in front of Hashem in a shul, whispering, save my life. What are you going to come and say to Hashem, you know I'm the most generous guy when you don't give $18 a year tzedakah? You're going to stand in front of Hashem and make lies? You know that Hashem cannot stand liars. You're not going to make a situation worse. Standing in front of Hashem that knows exactly who you are and telling him fairy tales about yourself. He can do it to people, but he cannot do it to Hashem. So if David stands in front of Hashem and he says to Hashem, you know that when I open your book and I begin to learn, I feel exactly like I found treasure. That means 1,000%, that's exactly how he felt. And we have to ask ourselves, how come we don't feel even 1% like this? Why, when there's a deal that you can go and make $20,000, $30,000 in a minute, you run like a lion, and when you finish the deal, you're so happy, you hyper. Or when there's a stupid sport game and Mr. Williams threw the piece of leather into the net, you're so happy and tears of joy. But when you learn something that the creator of the world said in his book, that you, his son, and he chose you from all 7 billion goyim over here, you're not running a street like crazy with happiness. Excuse me, what happened, sir? I'm the chosen son of Hashem. What's going on with us? But David felt like kemotzei shalal rav. Imagine this. Imagine if we would be like him. That you open the Chumash or the Gemara, and you have in your heart a feeling that you just found a treasure. You went to plant a tree in your backyard, something hard over there. You move the sand, wow, you open it, hundreds of diamonds and rubies and gold, silver. I have a friend, you're not going to believe it. He used to live in Brooklyn, now he lives in Yerushalayim. His father left them a treasure to him and to his brother. They put it in a safe in a bank in New York here, somewhere in Brooklyn, in a safe. It's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Every coin there was antique coin, rare coins, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. The cheapest thing over there was tens of thousands of dollars. They had all kinds of things over there. One thing, $100 million. And the people from the bank stole all of it. There's a big federal investigation now about it. You had to say, they robbed the place. There's a very big investigation been going on for years now. Hundreds of millions of dollars that his father was collecting antique things, and he went one generation and another one and another one. Still a little bit left over there. A little bit left. You have to see what is going through for years, and everyone is such a corruption here. They have connection with the FBI, connection with the fire department. They put the camera off. Unbelievable. The story that he once told me, the story, I never believed that something like this can happen in this country. So imagine if you find such a treasure. You open the box, whoa, how happy you would be. You couldn't sleep for a month from happiness. This is how he felt when he opened the book. Ask your kid, come, let's learn together. I'm tired. Tomorrow, I promise, tomorrow. Tell him, come, LeBron is in town. You want to come with me to Madison Square Garden? I got tickets. Really? Yeah, wow. What happened? You just say you're tired. No, I didn't really mean I'm tired, Dad. You really? You're going to take me? Yeah, get in the car. I have to see his face. Wow. I asked the religious kids, be honest, if LeBron would come to Muncie, or Rav Steinman or Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who would you run to? All of them say Rav Steinman, but their body language say, scream LeBron. They understand the problem of our education or no? It's okay, Rabbi, the children. Sport is not so bad. It starts with sport and finishes with heroin. That's how it starts. What do you think? It starts right away with movies? Or with girls? Or with crazy parties? No. Starts with something light and become heavier and heavier until Hashem Yirachem. בפיקודיך אסיך והבית אורחותיך בחוקותיך אשתעשה. Your laws, it's שעשועס, it's something that give a person pleasure. שעשועי. It gives me pleasure. לא אשכח דבריך. I cannot forget your Torah. גמול על עבדך אחיה וישמרה דבריך. Do chesed with me, kindness. Do chesed with your servant that I should live, that I'll be able to keep your Torah. What do I want life for? Not to make millions. Not to be the mayor of New York, no. Not to go play golf and to go on vacation and to drive a nice Bentley. Not for that, I don't want life. I only want life that I'll be able to stay here to keep your mitzvot. For this, give me life, nothing else. What am I asking? I want you to keep me around that I'll be able to keep mitzvot. Now, you know, if you're a liar, you're not going to say it to Hashem. How many of us can stand in front of Hashem and chas v'shalom, if we seek, to say to Hashem, you know, the doctor says I have 2 months to live. You know how much I want to stay around and do mitzvot. It's worth it for you to keep me here because I'm so anxious to keep your mitzvot. Where were you until now for 40 years, you lousy liar? Where were you until now when the mitzvot were right next to you on the shelf? When the book was collecting dust by the minute? You never opened it in 20 years. All of a sudden now you became a lover of my Torah? You missed the train. Sometimes a person can miss the train. I'm sure that every woman that became sick, she's anxious to read Tehillim. The question is why before she became sick, she never wanted to touch it. Now you became a hero, all of a sudden you want to read Tehillim. Now all of a sudden you want to give tzedakah because you read in a Gemara tzedakah tatzil mimavet. Why didn't you give tzedakah when you were super healthy? You need to be sick to give charity? Why don't you give charity that you're not sick? It's more important. When you're sick, even Muhammad will give charity. If a Baba Ali Baba from the yeshiva will tell him, Muhammad, you give donation to the yeshiva, you guarantee to live. How much I have to give, Rabbi? $1 million. You promise me I live? Yes. Of course Muhammad would write $1 million to the yeshiva. Not all Muhammad, some of them. He wants to live. But he should kill some more Jews. He wants to live. We want to live because we want to learn Torah and do mitzvot, hopefully. They want to live that they'll be able to kill more people. That's the difference between the children of Hashem and the monsters of Hashem. Look what they do to the world, how miserable the world became from them. Look what's going on here. Look what's happening not only in Israel. You cannot walk in Europe from fear already. Go in Europe, soldiers everywhere with guns, standing, soldiers with uniform, airport. You go to the airport, they make patrols over there, inside the terminal, of soldiers inside. Walking like this with rifles. Next to every school, soldiers standing. Jeeps, you feel like military now in Israel. Full of soldiers as of today. You walk in the streets, soldiers everywhere with guns, with jeeps. You feel like you're in Lebanon in a battle. Why? Ishmael, Pere Adam, Yado Bakol Veyad Kolbo. Pere Adam, wild beast, the Torah say. 2 words in the Torah. 5,700 years of reality. Now actually, 3,400 years of reality. From Abraham, Ishmael, until now, 3,400 years. 3,400 years of suffering to the world, 2 words in the Torah. Ishmael, 3 words. Pere Adam, 3 words. Ishmael, a wild beast. the father of Ishmael, or all the Arabs in the world, Ishmael, Pere Adam. In which Torah it is? The Torah that the Arabs have in their home. And they kiss it. Not in the Quran. In the Quran, it doesn't say Ishmael Pere Adam. Ishmael won't write about himself that he's a wild beast. But it says other things in the Quran. Other things. What? So what's the next thing over here? It says, "Bechukotecha eshtasha lo eshkach devarecha." Gmol al avdecha echiye veeshmira devarecha. Please let me, give me life that I can keep your words. Gal einai veabita niflaot mitoratecha. Open my eyes that I can see the secrets and the beauty of your Torah. Ger anochi ba'aretz. I'm a visitor in this earth. I know I won't be here forever. While I'm here, let me grab as much as I can. That's how a righteous Jew has to feel. Time is ticking. No time to waste. Cancun, Miami, this. Trip over here, trip over there. Why do you have time for so many trips? Every other week is on vacation. Why people love vacation so much? What's the most interesting things that people do on vacation? Eat steaks? We cannot eat it at home. You can make great steaks at your backyard, no? What else they see in vacation? What? They go to the end of the world to see a nice beach. People that live in Israel, they walk 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you have beach. To discover? What do you discover in a vacation? What's the nicest place you ever, a person ever saw in the world?
I've been in Puerto Rico in the rainforest.
No? So you saw lots of trees. I can see it also on my computer. Everything you saw, I can also see. Without sweating and getting stung by the mosquitoes. Running away to a world of illusion. But vacation also comes with a pin in the neck. Suitcases, airfare, flights, delay, security, taking off shoes, waiting to catch a cab 45 minutes online until you find the place. The hotel made mistake. How many obstacles until you finally can put your bed, your head on the bed in a hotel which you have in your bedroom at home, the same thing. Ma, stam, I call illusion. Best vacation is at home. That's the smart people. I'm one of them. Not that I have time to be at home. I'm always on the run. But for me, vacation is at home, yes. So, he continues over here, Gal enai v'abita niflaot mitoratecha, ger anochi ba'aretz al taster mimeni mitzvotecha. I'm a temporary visitor. Ger means a visitor, temporarily, a resident. Not a permanent citizen, resident, student visa. How many months a visitor in the United States can stay? Maximum 6 months. Sometimes 3 months. Sometimes 3 weeks. They don't want someone like you to walk around too much. 3 weeks he gives you. You have to leave the country in 3 weeks, otherwise you can never return here, ever again. Garsa nafshi letaava el mishpatecha bechol et. My soul is anxious and tired from so much desire to your Torah. Ga'aret azedim arurim ashogim mitzvotecha. Hashem, you give the wicked people arurim, those cursed wicked ones, ashogim mitzvotecha, that they off the right way and make other people go with them off the way, off the derech, what we call. Gal me'alai cherpa v'avuz, ki edotecha natzarti, save me from shame and embarrassment, because I keep your mitzvot, gam yashvu sarim bin, idbaru avdecha yasiach b'chukecha. How many people like me you have? Convention of all the ministers and the kings, they all speak nonsense, and I only speak Torah. I don't care whether I'm alone, whether I'm with people in the yeshiva, whether I'm sitting with the kings of the world. They're nothing for me. Only one thing I care about is talking Torah. You know it. 100%. So gam edotecha shashuai anshe atzati, your laws that pleasure me so much, they are the advice of my life. I don't move based on my own thinking. I see what your Torah say, and that's the advice of my life. This is my GPS. That's what shows me where to go, where not to go. Davka le'afar nafshi. My soul is all the way down to the ground. Chayeni kidvarecha. Revive me like you promised. Derachai siparti vata'aneni. I request from you what I need to survive, and you accepted my request. Lamdeni chukecha. How many times he repeats? Every 2-3 verses, teach me your Torah. Help me to understand your Torah. How much I love your Torah. Please don't make me make mistake from your Torah. This is like the biggest addict that you have in this world for anything you can think of has a little bit rest from his addiction here and there. No, an hour here, 2 hours there. It's not nonstop, every minute. Whatever the addiction is. But when it comes to Torah, since it's a spiritual thing, if you're in it, you cannot live a minute without it. That's what my cousin asked his rabbi, Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, the giant, biggest chacham in the world, that passed away almost 20 years ago. What mitzvah it's hard for you to keep, rabbi? He thought maybe he's going to say, lo tachmod. And some mitzvot are very difficult to keep. You should not be jealous. Your friend got a beautiful suit. You're only thinking, I wish I would see that suit also when I went there. Already a sin from the Torah. Why? I don't want, I'm happy for him. Enjoy the suit. Just thinking, why didn't I buy the same? Lo tachmod. Very difficult. So what did he answer him? He said to him, I don't know how it's possible to go inside the bathroom for a few minutes and not to think Torah while you're there. How long a person sits in a bathroom? 5 minutes, 10 minutes. The 5 or 10 minutes a day that he sits inside the bathroom, you're not allowed to think about Torah. He said, I don't know how it's possible. I cannot keep this mitzvah. 5 minutes a day without Torah, he couldn't survive. Do you understand? When a person is in it, how wonderful his life are. Whenever you look at his face, his eyes would move 10 times, right up, down, right up, down in a second. From thinking, nonstop, thousands of things running in his head. This, if that, this, connect, we learn here, but how come here, like this? You cannot live without it. You have no idea. It takes away your neshama. Anything else in the world, it means nothing to you. Not money, not women, not food, not nothing. Not beautiful home, chandelier, rugs, antique, art, sport. Everything is like pieces of garbage from the garbage can. You don't care about it. Once you already taste from this drug of life, which is called Torah, not only you have heaven in the next world for eternity, your heaven begins right here. I have a cousin like this. I see in my own eyes how everything you may do to tempt him to do something else besides Torah, I look at you like, poor guy. I'll pray for you. Poor guy. You think, the fool think that the tzaddik is poor. Poor guy. Look, all day he's learning. And he looks at him and says, poor guy lives in the darkness. Each one thinks that the other one is poor, miskin, miserable. Who is right? They both have a claim. According to him, thank God I'm not like him. And according to him, thank God I'm not like him. Each one is convinced in his way. So when you have his word against his word, what do you have to do? Yavo ha-shlishi ve-yachriya b'neim. What's the rule? Reuven against Shimon. He said he was here and he said he was there. What are you going to do as a judge now? I don't know. If he was here, it's a crime. If he was here, it's not a crime. A third witness come in and they ask him, where was it? He say, like one of them. Now it's two against one. Here you go. Now we know what happened. Right or wrong? Who is the Shlishi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One say Torah, one say please, I don't want Torah. Who is the Shlishi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Torah say? Only Torah. Yavoa Shlishi v'yachriya b'nehem. דרכי סיפרתי ותענני למדני חוקיך דרך פיקודיך אביןני והשיח בנפלאותיך show me your way that I understand it I speak in your wonders I publish your wonders to the world דלפה נפשי מתוגה קיימני כדבריך my soul is melting from desire and from sadness that you know, for anxiety, to how much I'm anxious for your Torah. Derech sheker aser mimeni. Everything that is a lie, everything that is not the truth, please remove it away from me. Save me from liars, from lies, from fake lifestyle. V'toratcha choneni. דרך אמונה בחרתי משפטיך שיוויתי. I chose a way of אמונה. Faith, your laws are always in front of me. I don't move left and right. דבקתי בעדבותיך, השם אל תבישני. Please don't embarrass me. You know how much I'm attached to your Torah. דרך מצוותיך ערוץ כי תרחיב ליבי. I run after your מצוות. Not I come to do it. I run after it. There's an opportunity to do chesed. I run. There's a shiur Torah, I run. There's if someone needs help, I run. There's people praying together now, I run. Why? It opened up my heart. Oreni Hashem derech chukecha ve'etzorena ekev. Show me your ways that I can keep them 100% fully. אביןני ויצרה תורתך וישמרה בכל לב. Make me understand it. I give my heart for it. אדריכני בנתיב מצוותך כי בו חפצתי. There's only one thing I want. The way of your Torah. הט ליבי אל עדבותך ואל אל בצע. Please make sure that I always remain like that. That I will always chase your Torah and not money. Today, there are many people who learn Torah in the world. How many of them learn Torah and care about Torah only and not politics and money and their reputation? Very few. Very few. Most people, first they care what people will say about me. How much money that I will get paid to come to teach Torah or to do all kinds of things of mitzvot. And if everything is according to my demand, I will also teach Torah. But that's not the right way. The right way should be, first, how lucky I am to teach Torah. Doesn't matter anything else. Now, if I also get paid for my expenses and this, that's like the cherry on the cake. The cherry doesn't make the cake. The cake is the cake. Cherry, with cherry, without cherry, no big deal. They paid me, very good. I got the cherry also. They didn't pay me, no. Well, who cares about the cherry? You have a whole cake. But the shiur, the teaching himself, it's the real reward. So what does he say to me, to that, to Hashem? Please always push me to Torah ve'lo el batzar. Or Def Batzar is someone that always wants to make money. Hey, Rabbi, we need somebody to do this and this and that. What's over there? People come, they want to do this, they want to do that. They paying? No, it's poor people. I'll get back to you. He'll get back to you. A real tzaddik? Wow, they come to learn Torah? Of course. What time? How many like this left? Back in a generation, this is how everyone was. There used to be Rabbi Kramer 100 years ago in Europe. One Ashkenazi tzaddik, they sent him an invitation with a letter. There was no email yet. So they wrote him a letter, and they sent it to him that they want him to come to be the rabbi of their community in a big city of Torah. So he wrote them back, I'm willing to come only in one condition. What is it? That you promise me in advance that you won't pay me anything, I don't want anything from you. No benefits, no money. If you agree that I come and do everything for free, I come. Just exactly like today. How much I make, what kind of car I will have, how big is the apartment, how much this, how much that, how many hours I will have to do. What happens if I stay overtime? He wants everything in contract. Rabbi Kramer told him, if you tell me that I can come and you're not going to offer me any money and you don't push me money, fine, I come. Of course, Rabbi, come. So he went with his wife. What did they do? They had a little savings. They opened a little tiny grocery. The grocery back then was smaller than the bathroom here. You know how grocery was. Very, very small. Bread, milk, olives a little bit, one or two pieces of cheese. That's it. Maybe cold cuts. That's it. Grocery. Well, it's like today, every supermarket the size of a football field. So, after a few weeks, the rabbi saw that their lifestyle is better than what it used to be. All of a sudden, his wife got something new. She bought him a special hat. So he said to her, how come all of a sudden we can afford these things? We never had these things before. She told him, business is booming. So we just came to town. How can business is booming? There are three other groceries over here. All of a sudden, business is booming. So she said to him, I'll tell you why. The people over here in town have gratitude to you. You service them in a shul. You come early in the morning. You leave late at night. You do funerals. You do bar mitzvah. You teach the kids. You help marriage issues. You do all the things that the community needs. And you do everything for free. And you never ask for anything. And when they want to give you, you refuse. So they feel that they must give you the money somehow. So they all come to buy by us. So if it would happen today, the person would say, ah, ishtabach shemo, you never leave your followers. You see how Hashem took care of me? I did what Hashem wanted, and he takes care of my parnasa, right? And what's wrong with that? It's 100% true. What did this tzaddik do? He said to her, no, it cannot be. Listen to me, he said to his wife. You open the store on Sunday morning after Shabbat. You calculate with me now how much we need to survive. Food, clothing, you know, whatever we need. How much we need? Okay, this is how much we need a month, right? A week. Let's say $500 a week we need. So once you start on Sunday, when you get to this amount, you close the grocery, you put a sign, we'll be back on Sunday morning. Don't open the rest of the week. Come home, retailim. She said to him, what, you enjoy to be poor? The wife says, she didn't want high heels. She just was wondering what's happening. He said to her, it's not fair for the other grocery stores. We took away all their parnasa. Leave something for them. We have what we need, close the store. They will be forced to go there on Tuesday, on Wednesday and Thursday. This is a Jew that have emunah in Hashem. How many like this you have in the world? If you can count them on more than one hand, I'll be very happy. If I find six, I will sing Nishmat Kol Chai to Hashem. To this level, there are a lot of kosher people, Baruch Hashem. There are people who never steal. There are people who know everything is from Hashem. There are people that live simple, even if they make or they don't make, you never see on them. They're not greedy. They will never lie to make money. They will never ruin their reputation's business. There are, Baruch Hashem, many. That's very impressive. Depend who you ask. For us, it's impressive in such a rotten, corrupted world that we live in. But according to the Torah, it's mandatory. What do you even impress? I don't get it, ma. If someone is not a thief, you impress? If someone is not a liar, you impressed? If someone doesn't speak bad about his competition, you impressed? Because someone is not a murderer, you impressed? No. If somebody walks in the street and says, I'm a great man. Why are you a great man? I never killed a person in my life. Chazak uvaruch. Come, give me bracha. Why are you taking bracha from this phlegmat? He's a very big tzaddik. Why such a big tzaddik? He lived 50 years and he didn't kill one person. People would say, you're normal? Thank you very much for not being a murderer. This is really how it is. When you find a person that is 100% tzaddik, straight, honest, not deceiving, not lying, not cheating, live simple, doesn't ruin anyone's, you know, business or reputation in order for him to make money, doesn't take bribe, doesn't think about money all days, eat very simple, doesn't have greed. Wow, what a decent Jew. Everyone is so impressed. Why? That's a bad sign. The fact that people are so impressed when you find someone like that, that's a sign that the generation is destroyed. This is the way that Hashem expected every Jew to be. Today it became the norma, that the corruption is normal. Baruch Hashem, one rose in a field of thorns. It's very, don't get me wrong. Because the world is so bad, it's obviously this person deserves a lot of credit. But I'm saying, imagine how bad it became. That when it's one clean hand person, everyone is so impressed. Wow, finally a tzaddik. Wow, finally one that doesn't come for money. Finally. Shem Yirachem. Ay, 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 ay. Hakem le'avdecha imratecha asher le'iratecha. Keep your servant the promise that you promise to those who fear you. To fear Hashem, it's a huge honor. What do you embarrass that you fear Hashem? If you don't fear Hashem, who are you going to fear? To fear Hashem, it's an honor. To fear people, it's stupid. It's also normal. You see a policeman, you fear him. You see Muhammad, you fear. It's normal. No one will hold you guilty for that. Hashem understands we're not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, when he threw the cane on the floor and became a snake, he ran away. He got scared from the snake. Even though he's on a mission in the name of God, he still got scared from the snake. Why do you get scared from the snake? The snake can touch you? Technically, Moshe should have stand by the snake and the cobra is about to attack him and Moshe would stand like this and wouldn't fear. That's the way it should have been. Why? I'm secured. The creator of the world is better than life insurance, no? He told me, go and your future to take my nation out of Egypt. So I have a guarantee. I'm not going to die until we're out of Egypt. So why do I have to be afraid? I put my head inside the crocodile mouth. Why? Because Hashem promised me. But it's nature. You know 100% you won't die and you still fear. If someone will take you, if Hashem comes to you and say, you trust me? Of course, Hashem. You believe that I run the world? Yes. You believe that your life is in my hand? Yes. Jump from the Empire State Building. You look down, you see all the amigos walking in there. And Hashem said, jump. How many people would jump with their big yarmulke and beards? 1 out of 100? Why you don't jump? Hashem is talking to you, not Baba Booba. It's Hashem himself. Why? It's natural to get scared. It's natural. What can you do? Ay, ay, ay. So David says, huh? Depend who we are. Aver cherpati asher yagorti. The Ramban criticized Avraham Avinu for saying that Sarah is his sister to Paro. Ramban criticized Sarah for being tough with Hagar. If a Jewish lady has a Fatma, the cleaning lady, and Fatma makes fun at her, you have a fancy Jewish lady, she's married to the chief rabbi in Israel, and is, by the way, a multi-billionaire. They have servants, lots of camels. So she is the queen, and she is the garbage cleaning lady who came from the garbage. And the cleaning lady make fun at the at the minister's wife. Isn't it normal that the minister wife will get angry at her? It's very normal, right? So what the Ramban wants from Sarah? The Ramban says, Chet gadol chata Sarah, for because of that the Jews will suffer from the children of Agar until Mashiach would come. Do you get the point here? Ma'aseh avot siman lebanim. There is a rule in the Torah. What happened to your fathers, very highly likely to happen to you. Abraham dug wells, Yitzchak dug wells. Abraham had experience with his wife, Yitzchak had the same thing. It's very similar, their lives. Yaakov lives, Yosef lives, very similar. The life of the Jews, very similar to the life of their parents, their fathers. Did you ever see in a history, even once, that a Jewish woman was a maid in an Arab's house? You know how many rich Arabs you have in the world? Plenty. In Iraq, there were many rich Arabs. In Libya, there are many rich Arabs. Syria, there are many rich Muslim Arabs. Not once a Jewish poor woman worked as a cleaning lady by the house of a rich Arab. Everywhere in the Middle East, the Arabs were the slaves of the Jews. Everywhere. When the Jews was wealthy and he had maids, they were all Arabs. Everywhere you go. You go to Turkey, Muslim maids. Everywhere you go. You were in Iraq, all in Iran, all Muslim Persian. Cleaning the pool, cleaning the garden, taking the garbage, taking care of the donkeys. Not one time you saw a Jew was working for money for an Arab rich person. Why? Hagar was the slave of Sarah. The Arabs will always be the maids of the Jews. But at the same time, they will give them hard time. Why? Because Sarah gave hard time to Hagar. Everything measure for measure, everything, it's so scary. All the stabbing now in Israel, who would believe you when you say, you know why it's happening? Because Sarah was tough with Hagar.
Ishmael used to do it to
Yitzchak. Right. 100%. But do you get the point here? This is Ramban, not me. Ramban, you know who was the Ramban? They said the Gaon Mivilna was a super, super, super genius. Super. Biggest rabbi in his time, the biggest by far. When he was 9 years old, he finished all the Torah and all the Kabbalah. 9 years old. 9 years old, little kid, skinny like this. You know these kids that have Avrami on their kippah, 9 years old? By this age, he was already, take Rav Ovadia and Rav Elyashiv, multiply it by 1,000. That's how big he was. They ask his student, Rav Chaim Ivolozhin, that is one of his main students. He himself was a legend. He wrote the Kabbalistic book, Nefesh HaChaim. If the Gaon Mivilna lived in the time of the Rishonim, Ramban, who would he be like? Is he in a level of Ramban? So his student that praised him all his life, that there was no one like him, like the Gaon Mivilna. He said, God forbid to even think such a thing. Maybe he was like the Rashba. Rashba was giant also. It was 800 years ago. The Gra is 200 years ago. Someone from 200 years ago to be in a level of someone from 800 years ago, that's a very, very big compliment. But no matter how huge he was, better than thousands of giant rabbis, he wasn't in the level of the Ramban. The Ramban criticized Abraham Avinu and Sarah. Why? Lack of emuna. Emuna, no matter how holy you are, it's not so simple. You cannot take it for granted. I always say, I wish we had 10% from 100% emuna. Well, our life would be wonderful. We don't even have that. 10% of the requirements, emuna. If you have emuna, you know what it means to have emuna? Really high emuna? That not one minute in your life you ever worry about anything. not about health, not about wealth, not about the mortgage, not about the enemies, not about terrorism, not about what people say, not about if you get married, if you won't get married, if you have children, nothing. You don't know what it means to be worried. Imagine living 80 years and you never ever was concerned even 1 second of your life. Just try to imagine for a minute what life a person would have. Nothing. It's like you have a special guarantee. It's like you have a credit card from Hashem. Every time you have a problem, you go like this in the air, and the problem is gone. Would you worry? They now came to you and said, "Sir, we're sorry to tell you your kid has cancer in his head. He has 1 week to live." What are you laughing? We just told you your son is about to die. Take out your credit card. Shh. Do the MRI again, doctor. It's gone. You won't be afraid of anything. Sir, we're afraid to announce this, that your business is going to investigation. Take out your credit card. Shh. It's gone. You have a guarantee. With the guarantee, you will never be worried. Imagine if life would be like this. Shh. Now one person would be sick. Almost all the sicknesses come from the mind. Stress, pressure, heart problems. It's all from the mind. Why people have panic attack? Every other person after the lecture comes, I already know what he's going to say. Soon as he sits on a chair, I know it's either anxiety attack or panic attack or depression or drugs, which is all connected. And if it's a husband and wife together, marriage issues. You already know. Why? That's the generation. So it says, it says like this. Aver cherpati asher yagorti ki mishpatecha tovim. Take away my sin that I'm so afraid of. What are you supposed to be afraid of? Only of your sins. How would I stand in front of Hashem when I leave this world? For that, you must be afraid. If you're not afraid, you're a fool. If a person is not afraid from the judgment days or what would happen when Mashiach would come with me, that means this person is a total fool. There's no better word to describe him. If you go to downtown Manhattan to be judged for a ticket that is $200 and you're scared, how can you not be scared that you're about to die and they're going to judge you for 8 years of sins? How? How are you not shaking? Especially when you know that according to the Torah, there's Gehenom, that Auschwitz was a picnic compared to it. How can you not be scared? How can you not be scared when you see a 15-year-old secular Israeli that died now for 15 minutes in Chol HaMoed of Sukkot and came back to life, and for 1.5 hours he described to you word by word the words of all the prophets of the Tanakh, how the end is coming in a few months. The whole world will go on fire. Millions of people will die. What would happen in the world? It's about to start any minute. It actually started 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. How can you not shake? People are living in a different planet. Normal person, wow, I have maybe 2 more months to save myself before I miss the train forever. If Mashiach come and we be Mechalel Shabbat, we're done. If Mashiach come and we crooks and steal all day, we're done. If Mashiach come and you live with your wife without mikveh, you're done. It's karet. If Mashiach come and you eat taref, you eat chazirim, you eat this, you have a very serious problem. Why do you think? It's a picnic? Ah, Mashiach, Kvod Arav. Give me bracha, give me your hand. No, Misha Berach. He'll give you one smack, will make you fly to China, Misha Berach. What do you think, Mashiach is a faker? He's going to put a check in his pocket and he's going to start telling you that you're a tzaddik? How a person would show his faith? The Mashiach, one of the things that the Tanakh promises, the Mashiach he cannot fool. As soon as he sees you, he knows everything about you. Everything about you. You're real tzaddik, you're fake tzaddik. You're rasha, you're this, you're that, you're... Everything. He smells you. Hashem gives him a talent. He smells the person. Oh, this guy. No, would you show your face? 25, 30 years ago, when people walked into the room of the stipler, Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky, the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, every one of them took their hat down to hide the forehead, that he wants to look at their forehead. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He looked at your forehead. He knew exactly who you are. Every once in a while, he got up. His face was like fire. A person that walked into his room. You out! Get out of here. I don't want to look at you. Why? He saw exactly who this person is. Why? One time there was a case like this. A guy walked in, religious. He kicked him out. Why? Having relationship with a married woman, Eshet Ish. As soon as he walked in, he looked at him, kicked him out of the place, was shaking from fire. He looked at him, he knew exactly. He looked at him, he already knew who he is. This is a regular human being, a chacham, not Mashiach. In our generation. I saw in my own eyes one time, that's it, one time in my life that a person has Ruach HaKodesh. One time. I went to some people that the whole world is convinced that they have Ruach HaKodesh, and I saw in my eyes that they didn't have, at least not when I was there. Ruach HaKodesh, you don't have it all the time. It comes and goes. When I was there, they didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Or if they had, they hide it. They hid it. But one time I saw in my own eyes that a rabbi has Ruach HaKodesh. When I went to Lakewood Yeshiva 20 years ago approximately, I went with one rabbi that his son was bar mitzvah. I tell you exactly how long it was. 19 years ago exactly. 19 years ago exactly, because this poor kid that was bar mitzvah back then, this poor kid just passed away from a horrible disease a few weeks ago, when he was 32 years old. So therefore, so back then he was bar mitzvah when he put tefillin for the first time, and I went there, I drove them, it was 20 years ago almost, and I was filming with video. I was standing outside. Believe me, I promise you, I wasn't dressed anything like a rabbi or ultra-religious Jew. I was there. The person that took me with his son, he told me, don't stand with the camera too close to the rabbi. Stand outside and film from outside with high zoom. Because they don't like sometimes when you push the camera in their face. And film that he puts the tefillin on my son's hand for the first time. So he was the Mashgiach of Lakewood. Maybe he was 100 years old by then. So after a few minutes, I was talking to him in Yiddish, whatever. Then he looks at me, he was pointing at me. And I was standing outside speaking with one Ashkenazi rabbi from Lakewood that also came to see the event. So he called him. I was sure that he got upset that I'm standing outside and filming. Why would he call him? Then he spoke to him for a few seconds. Then he came back outside. I said, what happened? He wanted me to shut the camera. He said, no. He just told me that you one day will be a person that will influence the life of many, many Jews to come close to Hashem. If you see how I looked back then, it's in the wildest dream. No one would even think that there is a chance for this back then. Religious in the beginning. Wow. I was just beginning my life in religion then. I'm telling you, almost 20 years ago it was. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, right. But here you go, in front of my own eyes. What do you see over here? Yes, there is such thing, Ruach HaKodesh. And this is people, human beings, tzaddikim, holy. Imagine Mashiach now. Would we show our face in front of him? If we're stupid, yes. If we're smart, we'll hide under the antique Persian rug that we love so much. Where are you, Moshe? Choking under here. Why are you hiding there? I heard Mashiach, the siren, shofar of Mashiach, is in town. So why are you hiding? How will I show myself? You understand? So this is David HaMelech say, Aver cherpati asher yagorti. I'm scared from the judgment, from my sins. Ki mishpatecha tovim.
Your Torah is righteous. הנה תאהבתי לפיקודיך בצדקתך חייני.
This chapter is very long. Remember last time, before Rosh Hashanah? It's basically endless. We still didn't finish it. Still, maybe by the end of the lecture we'll be able to finish it. One chapter.
ויבואוני חסדיך, השם תשועתך כי אמרתך.
Your kindness, Hashem, and your salvation as you promised.
ועיני חורפי דבר, כי בטחתי בדבריך.
I help me that I'll be able to answer those who make fun at me. Give me the ability to give them one answer that they'll never be able to open their mouth again. Why? Because I trust all your promises.
אל תצל מפי דבר אמת עד מאוד.
Don't take away from me one word of the truth. If I have it, make sure I always say the truth.
כי למשפטיך איחלתי, ואשמרת תורתך תמיד לעולם, ואתהלך ברחבה כי פיקודיך דרשתי.
I follow your straight path, always investigating what's the right way to go.
ואדברה בעדבותיך נגד מלאכים ולא אבוש.
If I have to say the truth, I will say it to the face of the king without fear, without embarrassment. I stand in front of Obama and tell him, you're liberal and you destroy the world. I won't be afraid of him. I will stand in front of the king of Saudi, I'll tell him, you're the funder of all the terrorism, in his face, without fearing. How many politicians like this you have? What fakers. Just the prime minister of India spoke today for the first time, history, in the Israeli Knesset. I have one goy from India, he's on the process of converting. Already for 2-3 years, he's learning non-stop from the lecture. He can replace me here on the lecture. He can give you the lecture instead of me. That's how much he learned. Serious, clever guy, young guy. Lives in India, waiting to move to the United States that he can convert. He knows India. What do we know about India? He told me, how do they let him speak in the Knesset just today, meaning yesterday? He met with the chief of the Palestinians and told them that Israel belongs to them, this liar politician. And he's supposedly a friend of Israel. They do deals together. They do military maneuvers now together. Israel sells them weapons. They exchange secrets. They ally Israel and India. Yesterday he met the Palestinian. You are right. Today he came to Israel. You are right. Double face. No, that's not how David HaMelech was. If he needed to tell you the truth, he told you the truth in your face. What else?
והשתעשה במצוותיך אשר אהב ועשה כפי אל מצוותיך אשר אהבתי ועשיך בחוקיך.
My hands are automatically trained to do your mitzvot. They look, they're not busy with nonsense. All the time, only mitzvot.
זכור דבר לעבדך על אשר יחלטני. זאת נחמתי בעוני כי אמרתך חייתני.
Remember to your servant everything, thank you. Remember to your servant all your promises that revive my soul.
Zedim elitzuni ad meod mitoratcha lo natiti.
The wicked people make fun at me a lot. I did not move an inch from the Torah.
Zacharti mishpotecha meolam Hashem ve'etnecham.
I always comfort myself knowing your righteous Torah.
Everyone makes fun at me.
Today, sometimes people make fun at you on the internet. Back then, no, it was here and there. Today, you can sit and open and see how the whole world make lies about you and make all kinds of false accusations and make fun and make all kinds of clips and make up stories. There's no end to how wicked people are. You sit and there's nothing you can do. Back then it wasn't so bad. He went here, someone make fun of him. He went there, someone make fun of him. Nope, fine, 20, 30, 50 people. Today you can have thousands of people, especially if you're king or prime minister or big rabbi or politician. Thousands of people make fun at you. Criticism, this, that. It's not so simple. You need a very thick skin to be able to function when you see, oh, wow, look how these people wants to kill me. Not that many people can be in a leadership position. What kept him going? It's all shtuyot. Dogs are barking. Let them bark. The Torah. I have the Torah. Who cares? Millions of dogs are barking. I'm with you, Hashem. Who will win in the end? They will win against you? I'm with you. One unit. If I lose, that means you lost. It cannot be. Now, war v'at nacham. Like they say in Israel, the secular people invented the sentence. If it was up to me, I would put it in Pirkei Avot. What is it? Tzochek mi shetzochek acharon. Doesn't matter who laughs in the middle. What will be in the end? That's what counts. You can laugh as much as you want now. In the end, when we both die, what will be with me? What will be with you? That's it. 7 years, make fun. Write books. Write criticism. Get attention. Make money on my back. What would be in the end? You'll be in Auschwitz for millions of years screaming and suffering. And I will send you warm regards from heaven. Remember me? That will be the end. That's what you have to think when you see a dog is barking at you on the street. Whether you're Jew or because you're religious or because whatever. Don't be... You get to a point that if you train yourself correctly, literally, you will feel like a dog on the street is barking. You walk in the street, there's a dog inside someone's house from behind the fence is barking at you. Do you care? Do you get offended? You look at the dog and give him a smile and go like this, ha! And make him even more crazy. Why? Because it's a dog. The world is full of dogs. Don't panic when they bark. Doesn't matter they have nose and ears and eyes. Doesn't matter. Or they walk on two. Whether they walk on two or they walk on four, that's what makes a difference. People that behave like animals, they're animals. The only difference is when animals behave like an animal, they're not will be held as criminals. When a person behaves like an animal, is 100% a criminal. And criminals have to pay for the crimes. That's the difference. If a person insults another person, in Shamayim, he has a severe judgment for that. If a dog insults another dog, no one will hold him guilty. Big deal. So it says, Zalafar chastani mireshaim. When I see the wicked people, my whole body is shaking. Ozve toratecha. When I see a secular Jew, I want to vomit. That's what he says here. Not, how are you, Mr. Itzik? How's business? How's your wife? How's your children? What's with Moshe, your son? He's coming home, he's in college, he's going to be a doctor, all this fake. If you're righteous, you cannot look at him. When you see him with his ponytail and earring over here and tattoos and his jeans down and half of his back is outside, walking like this in the street like a goy. How can you look at him and not vomit? Do you know why you're not vomit? Because you're not that much better of him. Maybe in your mind you're half like him. Because if you're really 100% tzaddik, you won't be able to look at him a minute. You vomit. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave after 12 years and he was learning Kabbalah with the angel, him and his son. And he walked outside of the cave in Meron, and he saw a Jewish farmer, he's plowing the ground, picking up some tomatoes. What crime did he do? Religious, with beard and yarmulke. Picking up some tomatoes. He said, what? This is what you came to the world for? To be a farmer, to pick up tomatoes? To work on the land? Instead of being in yeshiva and picking up mitzvot and Torah? He was so disgusted from him, that Jew went on fire from his holiness. He died. Hashem said to him, oh, wait, wait, wait. Well, you're going to destroy the whole world now. Who is in your level? Return back to the cave for one more year. One more year to lower his holiness. 12 years, he went to the highest level a person can reach in this world. The highest. Couldn't get higher. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashbi, Lag Baomer. 1 year to lower his holiness, that he can merge back into this world. That's when he told his son, it's worth it for Hashem to keep this entire universe running just for me and you. That's how much their level was. In the world, in the court of heaven, a person is not judged by quantity, it's judged by quality. One Jew can be equal to 100,000 other Jews. You have someone like Rav Ovadia Yosef Zatzal or Rav Eliashiv, and you take 1,000 secular Jews and put them on a scale, and you put Rav Eliashiv here, is more than all of them combined. In importance, or Rav Ades HaTzadik now, or some others, few ones that I know. It doesn't go by bodies. What's the bodies? The body doesn't worth $2. Who are you? Who you are? Do you understand what we're talking about? Quality, not quantity. One diamond can be equal like 1,000 diamonds. 1,000 dirty diamonds, crooked, small like this. Put them, how much? 1,000, 500, 300, 800, 1,200. All of them together, $10 million. One amazing, perfect blue diamond, $50 million. More than all of them combined. It doesn't go by quantity or by weight. It goes by quality. This is what it says in Shir HaShirim, Dodi Yarad Legano Lilkot Shoshanim. Hashem pick up one rose in a field of thorns. Why? One tzaddik that goes young saved the life of 10,000 Jews that's supposed to die. Instead of bringing such judgment on his children, he pick up one tzaddik. It gives us oxygen for another 2-3 months. And then another little kid gets slaughtered. Another 2-3 months. And then 7 children gives you another year of rest. This is sacrifices. These 7 children that passed away almost a year ago by now, 7 children from Talmud Torah, do you know how many secular Jews they equal to? If you put them little innocent kids that all their life did not make sins, sitting and learning Torah, kippah, tzitzit, derech eretz, 7 of them went sacrifices, got burned alive. 10,000 drug dealers, hearing over here, tattoos, smoking drugs, going out with goyot in the clubs of Tel Aviv like animals. 10,000 of them is not the little finger of one of these children. And that's the truth, and it hurts. And I have a lot of secular friends and relatives. I'm not here to criticize or to put down anyone. And we also don't use names. But that's reality. It doesn't go by quantity or how much money you have in your bank account. It goes by how much you count in Shamayim. How much you're important for the world. The Torah says when the wicked people sleep, it's good for the world, but it's also good for them. Not only for the world that they're sleeping, they make less sins. It's good for him to be sleeping all day. Why? When he sleeps, he doesn't speak Lashon Hara. Very good. He doesn't get punished. He doesn't eat non-kosher. Very good. He doesn't look at things he's not supposed to look. Very good. When the righteous people are sleeping, bad for them, bad for the world. Why? They're losing mitzvot. And the world is losing mitzvot. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shehakol nehiyah bidvaro. Time is running out. We must finish this mizmor today. So we continue. Zmirot ayu lichukecha bebet megurai. My music is your Torah. I don't know what music is. Your Torah is my music. Zacharti balayla shimcha Hashem veshmera toratecha. Doesn't matter morning, night, even before I fall asleep, I still remember your Torah. Zot aitali ki pikudecha natzarti. This is my share, my merit. It came to me because I always reserved and observed your Torah. Chelki Hashem amarti lishmor dvarecha. All my wish was
just to reserve and to observe what you say. Chiliti panecha bechol et choneni ki imratecha. I'm begging you with complete heart, have mercy on me. Why? I'm anxious for you. Chishavti drachai ve'ashiva raglai ledotecha. All my calculation, when I examine my actions, it always lead me to one direction. Like a magnet. A magnet always shows the north. If you move it to the south, it goes back to the north. You move it to the west, it goes back to the north. No matter what I do, I always ended up following your Torah. So what is it? Zot hayta li ki pikudecha natzarti, chelki Hashem amarti lishmor dvarecha, chiliti panecha bechol lev, chishavti drachai v'ashiva raglai ledotecha, chashti velo itma'amati. I always rush to do your mitzvot, not slowly, slowly. He gets up in the morning, 7 o'clock. Coffee, 7:20. Cigarette, 7:30. Finally do this, bring the car, start the car, come to shul, another coffee. 2 phone calls, already 9. You woke up at 7, only 9, you begin to pray. Everything, what's the rush? Business? Hurry, hurry, vamonos. Hurry up. Why the store is not open? It's 9:03. It was supposed to be open at 9. The amigo answered him, Senor, calmate, relax. Anyway, nobody comes from 9 to 9:10. We just opened the gate. He's on fire. He calls again. How come nobody answers in the store? It's 9:07 already. Amigo, you're fired. What happened? Maybe he lost $10 on a customer. How he's anxious? $10 I lost because of this amigo. But when it comes to Torah, it comes to mitzvot, poco poco, rabbi, patience. What's the rush? Some people sit and eat breakfast before they go to shul, which is against the halacha. Tov. We continue over here. Chevle reshaim idvuni toratcha lo shachachti chatzot laila akum leodot lach. Midnight. Half an hour I sleep, less than a horse. Right the way I'm standing in midnight to praise you, Hashem, to thank you. Chaver ani lechol asher yireucha. Everyone who fear you, Hashem, automatically is my friend. I see a tzaddik, I love him already. Shalom, kvodo, how are you? Come, have a seat with me. Why? Well, you know me? No, I don't know you, but I love you. Why you love me? I see how you pray in the shul, I love you. How can I not love you? I see how much you love Hashem, I love you automatically. I see a clown in the street with a dirty mouth. I cannot look at him. I don't want to be near him. That's not my friend. Tell me who your friends, I tell you who you are. Right or wrong? If your friend brings three guys to your house, three of them on heroin, hello, Mr. Cohen, then you know who your son is, or on the way to be. Why your son affiliated with these three guys? He identified with them. But if your son bring you three top-notch talmidim from the best yeshiva, with the gemarot in their hand, the peot, their black hats, the jackets. Hello, Mr. Cohen, very nice to meet you. Sorry for, with manners, sitting right away, opening the Gemara in your living room. Ishtabach Shemo, my son is in a good company. Right or wrong? Ay, 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 ay. חבר אני לכל אשר יראוך ולשומרי פיקודיך, חסדך השם על הארץ, חוקיך למדני. Your kindness fill up the earth. Please always teach me your laws. טוב עשית עם עבדיך השם כדבריך, טוב טעם ודעת למדני כי ממצוותיך האמנתי. You did a lot of chesed with your servant, as you promised. טוב טעם, that's an Hebrew expression. What does it mean, טוב טעם? Good taste. Something that has good taste. Sometimes you say something that is correct, but it's bitter in the mouth.
Sometimes you say something that is correct, but it's sweet in the mouth. If you can achieve it with sweetness, of course it's better. When the sweetness doesn't work, go for the bitter. If the doctor has two medicines for his patient, and they're both productive the same, one sweet, one tastes like poison, which one he should give? The sweet, right? But if the sweet work 50% and the bitter work 90%, which one he should give? The bitter. Bitter for 2 minutes, your life gets saved. That's it. Tov asita em avdecha, tovtam vedat lamdeni ki mitzvotecha emanti. Terem e'ene ani shogeg v'ata imratecha shamarti. Before I learned, I was mistaken. Now I learn, I keep everything. Tov ata u'metiv lamdeni chukecha, you kind and you benefit others. תפלו עליי שקר זדים, people make lies about me, אני בכל לב אצור פיקודיך, you know I don't move an inch from your מצוות, תפש כחלב ליבם, אני תורתך שישעתי, they're becoming more stupid by the minute, while I'm becoming greater by learning Torah. טוב לי כי הונתי למען אלמד חוקיך, it's good for me that I suffer. Why? If the price for learning your Torah, it's, if the way to learn your Torah is suffering, very good, I'm accepting it. Tov li Torat picha me'alfei zahav v'chesef. One of the most famous verses in Tehillim, in Psalms, is this. Every speaker uses it in his speeches. It brings chills when you understand what it means. And this is definitely 100% the truth, not Eli Chas v'Shalom, King David saying it. טוב לי תורת פיך מאלפי זהב וחסף. Your Torah for me is better than all the wealth and gold and anything you can think of. You offer me buildings, you offer me wealth, you offer me diamonds. I don't care about anything. I don't replace your Torah for any wealth in the world. And who is saying it? The king of the world. The king, not the king of Israel, the king of the world in his time, and his son's time, Shlomo, Israel was the empire of the world. Yadecha asuni v'chonenini, you made me with your hand, avineni ve'elmeda mitzvotecha. Give me wisdom, what's the point of making me? Give me wisdom that I understand your Torah. Yireecha iruni v'ismachu, ki lidvarecha ichalti. Those who fear you see me, they're happy, because they see that I'm also fearing you. Yadati Hashem ki tzedek mishpatecha ve'emuna initani. I know Hashem that everything you ever say is 100% righteous. Ye'ina chasdecha lenachameni ki imratecha le'avdecha. Please send your kindness to comfort me as you promised to your servant. Yevuuni rachamecha ve'echye ki toratcha sha'ashua yevoshu zedim ki sheker ivtuni. Ani asiach bepikudecha. Those liars and wicked people should be ashamed of themselves, because everything they ever say was a lie. Yashuvu li yereecha veyodei edotecha. Bring me back those who are righteous to be with me, not those liars. Yehi libi tamim bechukecha leman lo evosh. Make sure I'm complete in my heart that I should never ever be ashamed. We're almost finishing, Baruch Hashem. קלטה לתשועתך נפשי לדבריך איכלתי. My soul is anxious, desperate for your words. קלו עיניי לאמרתך. My eyes are burning already from expecting you. When are you going to send me your salvation? כי הייתי כנות כקיטור חוקיך לא שכחתי. Like a sack of steam, like in a train that's released steam. This is how I am with pressure. To explode. Kama yeme avdecha. How long a person live, your servant? Matai ta'asveh ve'rotfai mishpat. What are you waiting for, Hashem? When are you going to judge the enemies, these wicked people? I'm not going to be here forever. Hurry up. I want to see their end. Not like the liberals today. Why did you shot Muhammad? What do you mean? He just killed a little kid. Yes, but you have to bring him to justice. Do you understand what's going on? This is what's going on here. They come and they kill. Don't shoot. He's innocent. Have mercy on murderers. David HaMelech said, I don't want to die, I want to see their end. The most righteous person ever lived. What are you waiting for? I want to see their destruction.
Back then, they used to speak about Mashiach.
3,000 years ago?
They knew about Mashiach.
They know always about Mashiach. It's one of the 13 principles of Judaism from the time we got the Torah already. There are verses in the Torah that hints about Mashiach. But obviously, they knew that there is time for Mashiach. There is, the Torah said that the first 2,000 years of the world, tohu vavohu. The second 2,000 of the years is Torah, and the last 2,000 years is days of Mashiach. Meaning, when David HaMelech lived, it was 1,000 years before the schedule, before we entered the last third. So it wasn't so realistic yet in their time like it is now. קלטה לי תשועתך נפשי לדברך איכלתי קלו עיניי לאמרתך לאמור מתי תנחמוני קראו לי זדים שיחות אשר לא כתורתך. The criminals, they make me traps. כל מצוותך אמונה שקר עדפוני עוזרני כמעט קילוני בארץ ואני לא עזבתי פיקודך כחסדך חייני ואשמרה עדות פיך. Repeats what he said before. You know that I never left your Torah, therefore I'm counting on your kindness. Le'olam Adonai devarcha nitzav b'shamayim. This is a very key sentence here in Tehillim. We say it when we open the Ark in Yom Kippur before the Ne'ilah, the most important hour of the year. We scream it 12 times like the legendary Kabbalist, the Rashash, Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, told us to say 250 years ago. שערי שמיים נפתחים לעולם אדוני דברך ניצב בשמיים. Forever God, your words are standing in heaven. Meaning, the secret behind this, all the curses and the punishment that you said that you're going to bring to us if we don't listen to you, before they fall from the court of heaven to this world, keep it there. That's the secret. Many people scream and they don't know what it means. לעולם השם, דברך ניצב בשמיים. You have to have in your mind, don't throw it down. יום כיפור is about to be over. The punishments are about to begin. Keep it there as long as possible. That's what it is. לעולם השם, דברך ניצב בשמיים. Secrets, it's all numeric calculations. לדור ודור אמונתך כוננת ארץ ותעמוד. For generation and generation, you made the world standing forever. למשפטיך עמדו היום. Everyone is standing for a trial today. Speaking about Rosh Hashanah. כי הכל עבדיך. Everyone is your servant. לולי תורתך שעשועי אז עבדתי בעוני. If I didn't have your Torah that makes me happy, I would be destroyed from my agony. His life was not easy. Suffered a lot. We spoke about his suffering in previous lectures. לעולם לא אשכח פיקודיך כי במחי איתני. I can never forget your Torah because I know it's my life. That's what keep me alive. לך אני אושייני כי פיקודיך דרשתי. לי קיוו רשעים לאבדני עדותיך את בונן. While I'm busy learning and searching for your Torah, they are planning to destroy me. לכל תכלה ראיתי קץ רחבה מצוותיך מאוד. Everything that I'm anxious to get, I saw it, the end of it coming. But your mitzvah and Torah, there is no end to it. I want food. You enjoy food 10 minutes, it's over. Woman, you enjoy for a few months, then you're not excited anymore. You got a new home. You're excited for 2-3 months, that's it. You got a new horse, or today a new car. 2-3 weeks, you're excited, it's gone. Everything you get, it's gone. One thing is never the pleasure goes away. You start with the Torah, a million years you learn, it only become better. Why? That's spiritual pleasure and that's physical pleasure. Physical pleasure is designed to be temporary and short. Why? Because it's all illusion. real pleasure forever, eternal. It will never stop. The ultimate pleasure of Hashem can never stop and can never decrease. Only fake, illusion pleasure starts high and finishes at zero or below zero. Real spiritual pleasure only go higher and higher. Kemayana mitgaber. There's no end to how much it can go higher. Why? Because it's real, it's eternal, it's divine. The soul is divine, the pleasure is divine. That's the next world. This world is temporary. The pleasure that Hashem promised to the righteous people is it's eternal. What else? Ma'avti toratecha kol hayom isichati. How much I love your Torah. All day, that's all what I'm talking about. How do you know where a person is in his spiritual life? You have a guest coming to your home. You begin to talk to him 5-10 minutes. If he speaks about real estate all the time, that's his mind. Business only, just to make money and to be rich. That's all he has. If he speaks about football, that's his life. If he speaks about baseball, that's his life. He speaks about food. Wow, I was in a restaurant. I was in Italy. I went over there. Do you know what the great steaks they serve? This, that, sushi. Do you know where his mind is? He speaks about women. Do you know where his mind is? He speaks about Torah. You know where his mind is. His body here, but his mind is with Hashem. Grab him to be the chatan of your daughter. Who do you want? You want the guy that speaks about steaks all day to be your chatan? How much you can hear about steaks? How much you can hear about stupid baseball? How much? Ay, 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 ay. Me'oivai techa kemeni. Make me more clever than my enemies. Mitzvotecha, your mitzvot will make me sharp. Ki le'olam ili, mechol melamdai skalti. Student can be higher than his rabbi. Rabbi can learn from his student. The more he asks him and attack him and ask questions, it makes him more sharp. Ki etvotecha sicha li, miskenim et bonen. I learn from the elders. I don't have ego. I'm 20, I'm 30, and he's 70, 80. I learn from him. He has what to offer, this old man. Life experience. It's sometimes better than any book. Mikol orach ra kaliti raglai leman eshmor dvarecha. Believe it or not, it's still all one chapter. Some chapter finish in a minute. Some already almost 2 hours, and we didn't finish yet. Mishpatecha lo sarti ki ata oretani, manim letzu lechikim ratecha midvash lepi. How tasty your Torah is in my throat. It's like honey on my lips. Mipikodecha et bonan al ken saneti kol orach shaker. Because I'm so precise and persistent in the Torah, I cannot see anything that is false. I cannot look at false. I cannot see fake people. I cannot see hypocrite. I cannot see all these fakers and the liars and deceivers and people that pretend and they say one thing and they think the opposite. I cannot look at them. It's a very high level of spirituality. If you can live with crooks and everything is fine, that means you're not pure. If you're pure, you couldn't be with them a minute. You couldn't. If you take one criminal from Harlem and put him with a criminal from Bronx in the same cell, hey, what's up, buddy? Right now, they become brothers. One, min matzait mino, ba'orev etzel azarzir. Now, if you take a holy tzaddik that they grab him by mistake and put him in jail with a criminal from Bronx, what's up, rabbi? As soon as he look at him, he want to faint. Just being near him, even if he sleeps. The spiritual level of this soul to the soul of that criminal, being in the same cell, there's no bigger punishment. Just being near each other. You can't. Some rabbis, that's the only reason they go in first class. They don't want to sit back there with all the people and hear what they speak about. Over here is less chance. Only a few chairs, no? More high class people. Usually, it's not always the case. How you can isolate yourself from the fake world is not so simple.
ner leragli devarecha, your Torah, it's like a candle in front of me. Ve'or lentivati, it shows me the way, it's light. Nishbati v'akayema, I swore and I keep it. Lishmor mishbatei tzidkecha. Na'aneti ad me'od. I'm so happy, delighted. Hashem chayeni ki dvarecha nidvot pi retzena Hashem u'mishpatecha lamdeni. Nidvot pi, meaning the prayers that I'm praying to you, don't ever not accept it. Nafshi bechapi tamid v'toratcha lo shachachti. My face is in my hands all the time. Why? That's how I am inside your Torah. Natnu reshaim pachli u'mipikudecha lo taiti nachalti et dvotecha leolam ki senson libi ema natiti libi lasot chukecha leolam ekev. The wicked people made traps for me. I can care less about them. I'm deeply in your Torah. Saefim saneti v'toratcha avti. Crooked ways I hate, straight ways of your Torah I love. Sitri umagini ata lidvarecha ichalti. You are my protection and my shelter. Suru mimeni mereim ve'etzra mitzvot elokai somcheni ki imratecha ve'echye. My foundation that holding me straight is your Torah. Don't make me disappointed from my hopes. From my hopes. Adeni v'ivashea ve'esha michukecha tamid. Salita kol shogim michukecha ki sheker tarmitam. Sigim ishbata kol rishe haaretz lachen ahavti et dvotecha. All the garbage eventually you make fly away. Samar mipachdecha besari u'mimishpatecha yareti. My body is all goosebumps from fear from your trial. Rosh Hashanah, the judgment day. I'm so afraid. I spoke Lashon Hara. I didn't give enough tzedakah. I wasn't nice enough. I wasn't learning enough. I wasn't praying enough. In business, I wasn't 100%. Emunah, I wasn't strong enough. So many problems I'm worried about. Samar, the most righteous person perhaps ever lived. All his body is shaking. Why? In 1 hour, Rosh Hashanah begin the judgment day. Yom Adin. He didn't go to Tiberias to do shish kebab with his belly outside. Holiday, Rabbi, Rosh Hashanah, picnic. The fools, they don't know what trial is. They go to the Kinneret, play sheshbesh, eating garinim, seeds. Yeah, behaving like monkeys. But they were the most righteous person. Instead of being him, being laid like in a water, in a Tiberias, in a Kinneret, David, what are you doing? It's Rosh Hashanah today. I have nothing to worry about. I didn't leave the Torah 1 minute all my life. I sleep half an hour a day. All day I pray and learn Torah. How much I love Hashem. All day I sing to Him. I have enemies. Liars are torturing me. Now I can rest finally. I have nothing to worry. Trial, trial. What can they do to me? I'm the most righteous person in the world. He is standing in front of the judge and shaking. And the biggest wicked people in history making stakes, playing sheshbesh on the judgment day. That's why Chazal called this world Alma de Shikra. Olam HaSheker. Everything here is a lie. Samar mipachdecha psari. My skin is goosebumps, cuts. From fear. Rabbi, it's not good to scare people. Don't talk negative. Why you say Mechalel Shabbat Mot Yumat? It's not pleasant. People may get scared. Hashem is merciful. Don't be too strict. Where did they get this nonsense from? What, we have two Torahs? I didn't know there's two Torahs. In my Torah it's written, if you're not going to get scared from me, you're going to pay double. That's my Torah. Maybe in your Torah it's in the opposite. I still did not see in the world a different Torah that said that you should not fear Hashem. And my Torah, it said, the more you fear Him, the more righteous you are. And my Tehillim, that everybody else has the same. Now, one word is different. Every chapter says how much a person has to shake from the judgment. And who's saying it? Someone that didn't have what to be afraid of. That's my Torah. If you have a different one, no, we'll see who was right, you or me. עשיתי משפט וצדק. I'm judging myself. בל תניחני לעושקי. I'm doing תשובה every day that you don't leave me for my enemy to judge me. Before you make me fall in the hands of my enemies, I am judging myself. I am punishing myself. I am working on myself to be better. Why? I don't want to find the hard way. I'll find it the right way. Not with cancer. I want to be tzaddik without sicknesses, without Arabs shooting at me. Why? Because it's the right thing. Not when the gun is already here. That's what he's saying here. הרוב עבדך לטוב על יעשקוני זדים. Don't put me in the hand of this criminal. עיניי כלו לישועותיך. My eyes are hoping for you. ולאמרת צדקך. עשה עם עבדך חסדך וחוקיך למדני עבדך אני אבינני ועדה את זותיך. עת לעשות להשם אפרו תורתך. The time will come that Hashem will take revenge against all the wicked people who broke his Torah. על כן אהבתי מצוותיך מזהב ומפז. That's why I love your Torah more than gold and pure gold. על כן כל פיקודי, כל ישרתי, כל אורח שקר סניתי. Everything in my life is straight. Everything crooked and lie I hate. פלאות את דבותיך על כן נצרתם נפשי פתח דבריך יאיר מבין פתאים. As soon as you open your mouth, Hashem, the light is falling on me, giving me wisdom. פיפערתי ואשאפה. I breathe your Torah inside of me. Like a person needs oxygen, another man that is dead. How much he needs air? This is how I breathe in your Torah. פנה אליי וחונני, come to me and have mercy on me, כמשפט לאוהבי שמך. As you always do to those who love you. פעמי, אכן, באמרתך, אל תשלט בי כל אבן. פדני מעושק אדם ושמרה פקודיך. Save me from thieves who come to rob me. Enlight my face as I'm your servant. פלגי מים ירדו עיניי, הלא שמרו תורתך. Rivers of tears are falling from my eyes because people around me, Jews, are not keeping Torah. Imagine if he lived today. In his generation, for every 100 people, maybe one didn't keep Torah. Imagine if he lived today and see thousands of people without kippah in Israel walking. What would he do? If for the 1 and 2 and 5 and 10 that he saw, he was crying non-stop, there are Jews who don't keep Torah. What would he do today when he see what's happening today in our world? פלגמיים ירדו עיניי. צדיק אתה השם וישר משפטיך, ציווית צדק עדותיך ואמונה מאוד. Everything by you is righteous, השם. Justice, everything. צימטתני קינתי, כי שכחו דבריך צריי. צרופה אמרתך מאוד, your words are pure. ועבדך אהבה, and your servant love it. צעיר אנוכי ונבזה, I'm young and down to earth. פיקודיך לא שכחתי, and still I'm holding to your Torah and I don't forget it. צדקתך צדק לעולם ותורתך אמת. Your righteousness is righteousness for eternity, and your Torah is true for eternity. It will never change. צער ומצוק מצאוני מצוותיך שעשועי. When I'm in trouble, your Torah will save me. צדק את דבותיך לעולם אבינני ואחיה. The righteousness, the justice of your laws for eternity, please make me understand them that it should give me life. קראתי בכל לב, ענני אדוני חוקיך אצורה. This is the last sentence that we say in Yom Kippur, before blow the shofar. After all the fast, after 12 hours of screaming and crying and slichot of Yom Kippur, the final kaddish of the slichot of Tfilat Neila, after we scream what we scream, what we scream over here, קראתי בכל לב, ענני אדוני חוקיך אצורה. I scream to you with all my heart, answer me, Hashem, that I can continue to keep your mitzvot. This is what we scream in the end of Yom Kippur.
And David said that God was with him.
With him 100%, always with him.
קראתיך הושיעני ואשמרה עדותיך, כי ידמתי בנשף ויבשע. I wake up in midnight, complete darkness, and pray to you. לדברך איחלתי, קדמוני עיניי השמורות. My eyes wake up before times come, before the morning come. לשיח באמרתך, I'm so anxious to begin to pray to you that I cannot sleep. You know how the people, some of them, they're so addicted to cigarettes, they wake up in the middle of the night to smoke? I've seen few people like this. 2 o'clock at night, he gets up, he goes to the bathroom, he goes to the terrace, smoke a cigarette, and return to sleep. Why? The addiction is so strong, he cannot even finish the night to sleep. Le'avdil, complete opposite side, he say, I cannot sleep, I'm so anxious to wake up already to start praying, that right away, as soon as I fall asleep, right away I wake up. I pray and right away, I start right away to praise you, Hashem. קולי שמע כחסדך השם, כמשפטיך חייני. קרבו רודפי זימה, מתורתך רחקו. All my enemies are far away from your Torah. קרוב אתה השם לכל מצוותיך אמת. קדם ידעתי מעדותיך, כי לעולם יסדתם. Your Torah, all my knowledge came from your Torah, because they are eternal. ראוני וחלצני, כי תורתך לא שכחתי. ריבה ריבי וגאלני לאמרתך חייני. רחוק מרשעים ישועה. The salvation is far away from the wicked people. They will never have it. כי חוקיך לא דרשו, because they never search for your Torah. ממש 2 more minutes and we finish. רחמך רבים השם, כמשפטיך חייני. You're very merciful to those who follow you. רבים רודפי וצרי, מעדותיך לא נטיתי. ראיתי בוגדים ואת קוטטת. I fought with all the traitors, אשר אמרתך לא שמרתי. People that didn't respect you, they didn't listen to you, I fought them with all my heart. I didn't give them compliment. You tzaddik, the Rebbe promised, you tzaddik. No. You rasha, and he fought them. Because you don't take a wicked person that spits on Hashem and say, how are you, buddy? Come, let's eat together. He curses Hashem in the internet and writes things against the Torah, and you can sit with him and eat like nothing happened. That's a sign you're not a lover of Hashem. There's no in between. If you're a lover of Hashem, every enemy of Hashem is your enemy. If you're a hater of Hashem, every hater of Hashem is your brother. There's no half enough. How can you love him? He's a liberal Jew who hates Torah and loves the gays. How can you love him? You can be machzir b'tshuva without loving him. Yes, you don't need to hug him. You don't have to kiss him when he eats pork and sit with him in a restaurant. You teach him the way of the Torah. That's it. I didn't say to disrespect him and to curse him and to spit at him. No. Or to kill him. No. But I didn't say to come and hug him and tell him, you're such a tzaddik, wow, you're great, like some people do. Because it will make him stay wicked forever. You know? I want to tell you something. Believe me, I have 21 years of experience. I wasn't born yesterday in the Kiruv world. Do you know how many emails now from Rosh Hashanah until now I get per day? More than 500 every day. I'll show you the last few emails I sent to one rich guy that I must have an assistant. If I don't have 1 or 2 assistants, I collapse. That's it. Right now, as of now, I ignore more than 100 critical emails per day, which can be life-saving. I don't have the time. I'm up 20 hours a day working. I need at least 1 or 2 assistants that I can forward them some of this email that they can take care of the people. If not, I collapse, finished. Cannot go on like this anymore. You understand? I have a lot of experience. When you speak straight, honest, and tough to the person, it works. Any other way, it doesn't work. I didn't say to disrespect him. No. You can find 1 good thing that he say and give him a lot of compliments about it. It's not a lie. But if someone is mechalel Shabbat, you're not going to tell him, no big deal. No, it's a very big deal. You understand? If someone is gay, you tell him, it's okay, I understand you, it's no problem. No. You have to make sure he understands it's a very big crime not to continue with that.
This is the right way. You don't bring the Torah to the level of the criminals. You bring the criminals high to the level of the Torah. Any other kiruv idea, it's false. It will never, never be successful. Never. If because he puts tefillin, you think he's a Baal Teshuva, you're dreaming. He finished with the tefillin, he goes back to his goya. Nothing changed. But after you put seeds in his mind that he's a criminal, he hates himself. How long am I going to continue to be like this? Yesterday I spoke to a person from California, with not direct, on a WhatsApp recording. The entire conversation took 2 minutes. I record to him, he record to me, I record to him, he record to me 6 times. Back and forth, I made him Shomer Shabbat. 2 minutes, which half of it he spoke. 1 minute, straight to the point. As soon as I found out his last name, I told him, you're not embarrassed. The father of your grandfather was the chief rabbi of Iraq, the Av Bet Din, and you Mechalel Shabbat. How are you going to come up to your grandfather up there in Shamayim, that the most important rabbi in the Middle East 100 years ago? And he's going to see that he's a nice person, like his grandson is like this. Between yesterday and today, he's already Shomer Shabbat. You understand? And now invite me to California to do lecture, which he's going to take care of all the expenses and the arrangement. Why? In 1,000 years of mutzi putzi chamudi, chamud sheli, he will not become Shomer Shabbat. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Anyone who denies what I say is a liar. 100%. And even if he gets upset, don't worry. It's a good sign. It means it touches his heart. He's suffering from the truth. It's nothing wrong with that. If a doctor said to his patient, I need a surgery, and he gets angry, what do I care? Let him get angry as long as he show up to the surgery. He can get angry until tomorrow. The surgery will save his life. Later, he'll thank the doctor. That's how it goes. I really want to finish it. Mamash, another minute. So it says like this. Sarim redafuni chinam. Important people chasing me. Umidvarecha pachad libi. But I am not afraid of them. I only afraid of breaking your rules. Sas anuchi al imratecha kemotzel shalal rav. I'm so happy when I discover something new in the Torah, like I just found treasure. We say it in a Brit Milah. Sas anuchi al imratecha kemotzel shalal rav. I'm so happy that I have an opportunity to circumcise my baby. Like I just found a treasure. Sheker saneti v'ata eva, I despite lies, Torah avti, your Torah I love. Sheva b'yom ilalticha al mishpate tzidkatecha. 7 times a day I'm beginning to praise you for your greatness. Shalom rav le'ohave toratecha ve'en lamo michshol. Lots of peace, great peace for those who love your Torah and they will never have a trap. סיברתי לישועתך השם ומצוותך עשיתי שומרה נפשי עדותך ואוהבי מאוד שמרתי פיקודיך ועדותיך כי כל דרכי נגדך all my ways are in front of you תקרב רינתי לפניך השם my happiness is in front of you כי דבריך אביני as I'm understanding your Torah. Tavot echinati lefanecha ki imratecha atzileni. My begging will come in front of you, will be accepted. Tabana sfatai teila. Make sure my lips only will only praise you, nothing else. Ki telamdeni chukecha. Tan leshoni imratecha ki kol mitzvatecha tzedek. My tongue would answer only words of your Torah, nothing else. You know, Rav Ovadia Yosef Zatzal, every word came out of his mouth was connected to Torah. Pasuk from here, pasuk from there, pasuk from Yeshaya, pasuk from Tehilim. The conversation was a secular conversation. Speaking to him about the situation now in Israel, every other verse came from his mouth was from one of the pasukim. His entire mind was Tanakh. The way he was speaking, in a 1 minute conversation, he was using maybe 10 different pasukim. This is how... Not to talk about David HaMelech. Tehi atcha leozreni ki pikudecha bacharti, ta'avti lishuatecha Hashem, I'm anxious to your Torah and desire it. Tehi nafshi u ta'aleleka,
My soul should always revive to praise you. Mishpatecha yazruni. Ta'iti kase oved bakesh avdecha ki mitzvotecha lo shachachti. I was lost in my direction like a lost goat in a desert looking for his shepherd. I was searching for you, but I was lost. And no matter what, I never ever forgot your mitzvot. We finished the longest chapter of the Psalms that is equal to 22 chapters, the average. We normally did, until now, in every one of the lectures, between 2 to 8 chapters. If the chapters were short, we did maximum 8. If they were long, we did 2 or 3. This is one chapter that is actually include in it 22 chapters, and we finish it in one shiur. 1.5, I should say, because the last time was also about an hour. So for 3 hours and 20 minutes, we finish actually 22 chapters, which is considered one from the 150. So really, when you break the 150, if you break this chapter to 22, it's 171 chapters, right? Because we count it as 150, but one of the 150, it's really 22. So it's really, really 171 chapter. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.